You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Every Bible I've had for years, and I generally use the same Bible for about 2 years, and every Bible I have, I circle this word in the Bible, we're going to see tonight, 2 and 3 times in red. It is found 952 times. Now there's different writings of it. There's a plural and there's things of that, but this particular word is 952 times. It's really the key to everything. If you and I miss this word in our life and in our marriage and in our parenting and in our jobs and with our children and with our ministry, you'll never be fulfilled. The lawyers came and were speaking to Jesus. They tried to trap him. He said, tell us, what is the great commandment? And he uses this word in here in the first commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine and soul and mind. The second is like unto the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Everything you do in life must have heart. And heart is always expressed. You don't have your heart in your parenting unless you express it. You don't have your heart in being a teenager unless you learn to express it. Heart is so very important. I want you to see, by way of introduction, there's a perverse heart in this chapter, chapter 12 and verse number 8. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart, maybe circle heart there to get started with this tonight, shall be despised. Perverse is a twisted heart. It's a bent heart. It's a heart that is not upright. You never know where that heart is. It's here, it's there, it's bent this way, it's bent this way, it's twisted. God says a perverse heart, that person will be despised. Did you know that we always can tell if a person has a perverse heart? You can. You know people well enough. Look at the second heart in our chapter. Chapter 12, verse 20. Ready? Let's read it. Begin. Deceit. You see, deceit is treachery. Deceit is false motives. Motives matter. How we do things matters. Is our motive pure with our wife, with our husband? Is it pure with our children? So many, we live in a day of narcissism is out of control. How to manipulate people to our way. That's not a true heart. That is a deceitful heart. Trying to play the part, I love you, I love the church, I love God, I love the things of God. But you can always read, something's missing. Something's missing. You know, I can tell with my wife if she's troubled or concerned and she's not an emotional basket case. I can tell if something's on her heart. I can just tell. And so can you. Please don't think I'm faulting her, because I'm not absolutely saying she has a deceitful heart. She's mean once in a while, but she doesn't have a deceitful heart. But that's not true. Look at the next heart, verse number 23. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaim foolishness. So far we see a perverse heart, a deceitful heart, a heart of a fool. And I have to ask myself, I don't want a heart of a fool. I want to be a prudent man. Prudent just simply means he is a man who's experienced in life. Just because you have age doesn't mean you're experienced. The Bible says in Proverbs that a simple man, that is, these teenagers are simple. They certainly, I don't mean stupid. I don't mean dumb. I don't mean ignorant. The truth is, they could teach me so much, and you know one area that is electronics and computers, and they just, I mean, even our little grandkids, our little Addison, she's 10, and we got from 10 to 22 or whatever their ages are. But our phone, it's frozen up. Oh, here, give it to me, Pop. I'll fix it. And they fix it. It's just an amazing thing. We have four grandkids left in our area, and it's like 911. Hudson, Riley, come on over here. This TV is not working. And I probably shouldn't say this because you're going to think we've lost our minds. So can't say it? I can say it. Give me permission to say it. I'm out on a limb. I was going to give illustrations. The last 2 weeks, I've been so brave because I've been given things that she does that, you know, I should not probably be telling. She's smiling at me. And all you men are saying amen because, you know, whether they pull the covers or, you know, you've been with me, fellas. I was going to bring her one of those candy wrappers during church. She thinks she can open a candy wrapper without making noise. Does anybody have a candy wrapper with you right now? Anyway, Miss Trevor's got probably four dozen. So I'm not going to pick on her, but she had the other day, we were going to watch something, and she was looking for her phone. That's what it was. We weren't watching. She was looking for her phone, and she picked it up, walked it back. She goes, I picked up the remote. So, I mean, we're not looking for a rust home yet, folks. Don't worry about it, but I guess you had to be there. Here's a fool's heart, the Bible says. She's prudent. She's smart. She's experienced. You young couples, do not go on the internet to look how to change a diaper. Go to a Titus 2 woman. That's why your girls need to learn to babysit. They need to learn, long before they come to college, you should know how to change a diaper. Look at the fourth one real quickly by way of an introduction. Verse 25, heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. A heaviness, there's a weight that's been put upon you. You see people with a weight, don't try to figure out what the weight is. You don't need to know all the story about it. Just try to lift the weight, make their heart glad. We're going to come back here perhaps. Go back to my favorite chapter in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 23. I love, it's my favorite chapter. And I love the fact that 9 different times you see this word heart. The Bible says, verse number 7, chapter 23, verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. I was rejoicing this week in my study just thinking about all the staff that God's given me here and all the different ministries. And I really feel like I have every one of their hearts. It's a good thing to have that feeling. And as a man thinketh in his heart, I'm going to describe heart in just a moment. Notice what he says in verse number 12, apply then heart to instruction. Look at verse 15, my son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice. Make your dad's heart rejoice. Amen. Make your mother's heart rejoice. Yep. And the fact that you are wise, and the fact that you can listen to your dad and get guidance from him. Verse 17, let not thine heart envy sinners. Look what he says in verse 19, hear thou my son and be wise, guide thine heart in the way. How about in verse number 26, my son, give me thine heart. Verse number 33, thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Heart's the key. Amen. I want you to take the remainder of Proverbs this month and this summer, because I've asked you the 100 days when we had this to go through Proverbs every day. And I've asked you for words to find. Our teenagers have a sheet that they're looking every month to find these words all this year. But I'm just saying that the heart, what is the heart? This that pumps 4 ounces of blood with every pump is not the heart he's talking about. But one way I know that in the Bible, as a man thinketh in his heart. My heart that pumps blood doesn't think. It reacts, but it doesn't think. There's no emotions in that that valve that pumps that blood right there. But so as a man thinketh in his heart, heart is the real you. As a man thinketh in his heart, the real you, the real me. My son, give me thine heart. God's word is not saying, okay, kids, reach inside, go to the hospital, have them open you up, grab your heart, and give it to your dad. That's ludicrous. It's not speaking about this organ. What a heart is mentioned nearly 1,000 times in the Bible is the real you. It's the hidden you. It's the place where all emotions reside. The heart is located in the brain. The brain weighs 3 pounds. The brain looks on the outside like a walnut. It's kind of ugly looking if you've ever looked at it in anatomy. The heart, the brain is divided into 3 sections. One section they've never been able to discover, but they feel like the will is in the brain. But one part of the brain, 1/3 part is the heart. That's the emotional center of man. Your heart, it comes from your brain. It's the real you. It's who we are. It's what we are. As a man thinketh, it's the inner man. It's the place that gives courage. It gives emotion. It gives intellect. It gives passion. It gives thinking. It gives persuasion. You keep your heart with all diligence. And so tonight, I want you to, and I wish I had time to give you all the scripture, but I do want to remind you that in Genesis 6:6, where we find the heart mentioned the first time, God said, I'm going to have to destroy this earth because of your evil heart. And every imagination of the heart was evil continually. Seems like we live in that day, doesn't it? The day that you and I, we live around here in life. Seems like everything has to be suggestive or nasty or dirty or something of that nature. That because we live in a dirty, filthy society. Satan's has the heart of mankind. And tonight, I want to remind you, and I'll get to a few things to write down, and then we're on our way momentarily. Oh my goodness. There's in the Bible, and if you want scripture for this, I'll run it off and give. There's an angry heart. There's a bitter heart. There's a hard heart, a stirred heart, a discouraged heart, an understanding heart, a tender heart, a perfect heart, a prepared heart, a wise heart, a soft heart, an upright heart, a desiring heart, an enlarged heart, a strong heart, a trusting heart, a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God. There's a broken heart, a deceitful heart, a foolish heart, a heavy heart, a merry heart, a righteous heart, a proud heart, a husband's heart. A husband's heart does safely trust in her, Proverbs 31. There's an applied heart, a revived heart. Wash your heart, make it clean, the Bible says. There's a rebellious heart, there's an evil heart, there's an affected heart, there's a sorrowful heart. Remember, Hannah was a woman that had a sorrowful heart. There's a stony heart, there's a new heart, there's a purposed heart, a divided heart. There's a pure heart, there's a heart that's far away from God. Tonight, this heart is so very, very important. Paul said, my heart's desire, my passion, my innermost being, the real me, my heart's desire, Romans 10:1, for Israel is that she must be saved. That was his passion. Jesus said to the disciples, as he was going to near Calvary, let not your heart be troubled. Mother, that's your job, to see if your children's heart is troubled. That's your heart, mother, to see if your son, your daughter's heart's troubled. Dad, that's your job. It's my job to understand if my wife's heart is troubled about anything, nervous about anything, sorrowful about anything, disappointed about anything. That's my job to figure that out. And I need to minister to her heart. I don't need to get over it. That's not caring for someone. And I don't have to do that. You heard her on the radio this morning. She's probably the strongest lady I've ever met in my life. Courage and just deal with it. You know, just whatever it is, just deal with it. Don't have the big one over it. But tonight I want you I'm out of time already. A heart can, please listen to this. This is what we're building on. A heart can never be kept for ourselves. A heart can never be kept for ourselves. A heart must always be given away. A heart must never be kept for what? Our heart must be given away. When you and I live for our own emotions and our own feelings and my own thinking, you become a dangerous person because no one's going to want to be around you. You must learn to give your heart. Where do you give your heart? I'm glad you asked. You give your heart to your parents. Would you write it down, Proverbs 23, 27? My son, give me thine heart. Somebody has to usher you into adulthood. Teenager, don't let your friend usher you into adulthood. They have no idea where they're going. Are they good people? Probably. They're from good homes. I tell you what, these teenagers, they're amazing. I think most of our teenagers, 14 and a half on up, all have jobs this summer. And yet they all come to youth conference and go to camp and they go soul winning. It's just an amazing thing. They all have savings account. They've been trained so well in that school, and I'm so appreciative, Brother and Mrs. Fanera, all that you've entrusted to their care. I think of that life class you have, just a life. This is life. But you know what you ought to do? Give your heart to your principal. He started our school in second grade, and he went from elementary school to junior high school to college to the school, and now for 20 years been on staff. I think he might know something about life. I just see Brother John and Lauren Morris over here. I think they might know something about life. I think some people around you here might know some things about life that you don't. Somebody's going to have to help usher you in to adulthood. You won't make it on your own. Well, I think that's a dumb thing to say because you don't think very well. You don't even know how to think. No, that's not true. I'm just saying you want to give your heart to your parents. I think all of us as adults would like to have some redo with our parents. But I can promise you this. I never got to meet my mother-in-law. She's been in heaven now 54 years in October the 4th. I was singing in the church. She was in the house next door. I was probably 25 feet away from her. I wish I could have met her. I came on staff just a few months after she passed away. I wish I could have met her. We have one picture of her. Just a sweet preacher's wife. Died at age 45, left 8 kids. I looked at my father-in-law in his casket at his funeral, and I didn't have regrets. I listened to him. And I'm not patting myself on the, I was a good staff member. I didn't debate him. I didn't fight him. I tried to help him. Never sat on his hands. I looked at my mother in her casket. And no one ever brought her any tears, having to cry over my life. I looked at my sweet dad, and I saw him in that casket. My heart just broke. When I talked to my dad, I said, Dad, I wasn't the perfect son, but you know, I never tried to hurt you. I had more education than my dad. My dad started off as a mechanic and a tow truck driver, worked his way up, eventually became a successful salesman. One day he used to be on 101 here, Brother Manley, you remember when there were stop signs on some on 101, I think down McKee, he told me one time, or Alum Rock. But my dad put the chain link fence, had it installed from South San Jose to San Francisco. That's quite a long chain link fence, since been torn out of there. My dad was a good salesman, a good Christian. I wish I'd been a better son. But I talked to him, and I know he wasn't there, but I said, Dad, I never tried to cause you grief. I love you so much. And your kids, back off. Give your heart to your dad. Give your heart to your mom. Amen. So they're gone. Well, then give your heart to your grandparents if they're raising you. But you can't keep your... I know what I need to do. I'm in charge here. Well, you're not. You never live to keep your heart. You give it. Give it to your parents. By the way, secondly, wife, give your heart to your husband. The heart of her husband, why can his heart trust? Because he got her heart. We walked down this aisle. We've had several weddings this summer already. Walked down this aisle. And as they get there, dad stops. The groom is there. And I ask this question. Because you see, that girl's heart has been given to her parents, and he has to give it back to somebody else. Who giveth this woman to this man? And when I say that, his job is supposed to say, her mother and I. I've got some man, I don't think you're going to say that. I can't imagine Chris Kissel saying that he's going to give Hannah away. He'll say, we're not giving her away. And say, Hannah, I don't see you ever getting married. You're just going to have to stay with your dad and mom the rest of your life. It's going to be awesome because you have him right there around your little baby finger already, don't you? Your dad, right? You got your dad right there. Yes. And so she's saying yes back there, dad, usher. You see, you're going to have to, who giveth this woman to be married to this man, Ralph, her mother and I? Girls, you're going to have to give your heart to your husband. We've really not had a difficult marriage. But I can honestly say I think I have her heart. The third one, we give our heart to God. I quoted it already where the Bible says in Matthew 22, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. Deposit your heart with me, not with yourself. See, Adam gave his heart away, but he didn't give it to God. He gave it to Satan. And when you give your heart to any other entity other than God Almighty, you're always going to announce its doom. Right. You'll have a miserable life. I'm not as smart as some of you perhaps, but I'll tell you what. I know life, and you possess your own heart, and you build up a barrier that no one's going to intrude, no one's going to tell me, and I'm the boss, and that's it. You'll destroy your life. Some folks give their heart to money, to job, to prestige, to importance, to things, to power, to play. Don't you remember that night? I do. When 15 minutes from here, I gave my heart to God in salvation. What a day that was. What a wonderful day when God reached down and saved me. I placed my trust in Him. I gave Him my heart. This week, Lord willing, some of you teenagers are going to say, God, I gave You my heart of salvation. I'm giving You my life. My life, Lord, is Yours to control. I give You my heart and my soul. I'll seek Your will, never mind, rich treasure to find. I'll close my Bible because we're done. It was in the 1950s, they started singing this song, how about your heart? Is it right with God? That's the thing that counts today. How's your heart tonight? Don't give yourself heart failure. Give your heart away to somebody. Sir, can you say, my wife has my heart? Or does some strange woman or something else have your heart? I want my wife to have my heart. Does your husband have your heart? Do your children have your heart? Do your parents have your heart?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.